Yeah, I'm your favorite host, Dalian's Owino, Odwor, Ndovu, Elephant, Babu, whatever shit that you grew up calling me, man, or we grew up together calling each other, that is me. Yeah, but I love Elephant more because I love the elephants. And today, this wonderful day, I am joined in by a great friend of mine, Gerry Nyauri. This man, shit. Let's talk about parts mbili. Part one, na part two, we need to speak on the great things that this guy has done, man. He has crossed boundaries, he's gone above and beyond. Nah, yeah, welcome, man. Sinanga and Mangoma is up as a karibisha again and shit.
Sawa.
Kutuna juisi ya ukwaju, which is ilikoko freezer. Sawa, itabidi kitaka maji unasema. Yeah, how is life, how is everything?
Life is hard as usual. To us who voted for Zimia, life is hard.
Yeah, bado inauma bana lakini.
Bado inauma lakini.
Usiamshe upe ni Azimio bado. We are just trying to avoid that pain. So let me take you back. We get into the conversation. Let me take you back. We know each other. Other than being neighbors, we went to the same high school. And probably what made me bring you up here in the Clubhouse podcast, in the your drive of leadership. Take me back to the old days of the gigantic Maranda High School.
The only school in Kenya.
The only school in Kenya. I remember when I left you were almost
joining my final year.
Yeah, you were joining your final year. And then you are in a leadership position, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, you are the troop leader. Mm-hmm. Troop leader, yeah. So, how was that? How was that the first position, actually?
No, that was not the first position. The first position, actually, I met you in the dispensary. Dispensary assistant, then prefect, then the dispensary was expanded, then I quit.
That makes the two of us. Yeah, and Muka, I also nearly quit.
Like, you only quit before Mimi.
Yeah, I had reasons of quitting.
Yeah. So, after dispensary got expanded, kazi kakua mingi. Sia tinaogopa kazi, lakini, hey, kazi hospitali.
Si mbaya kuwa lazy, but I'm a lazy person.
Unajua,
I love lazy women.
Unajua nikiingia form 1, nilikuwa hata kuwa daktari. Hizi mambo ya kutibu watu nimeachana nayo. So hapo nilipause kidogo. After that sikuwa I get into leadership until my final year nikamua at satoka shule bila title.
Mm-hmm.
Nika contest for you troop leader. Troop leader alikuwa in charge of scouts. Na in that final year before COVID ilikuwa na hiyo opportunity ya ku lead the like the biggest in Maranda High School in the last 100 years centenary celebrations ilifanyika during my tenure. Hiyo ndio ilikuwa like the epitome of my leadership journey. It was a whole week event. There was a day that specifically I was in charge to march from Bondo to Maranda. The same day Raila came, Maraga came, Magoha came, the former CS. So that was like the big day for me kabisa. After that, COVID came, tukaenda nyumbani. Tukakaa venye tulirudi tu kumaliza.
Nakumbuka hiyo masaibeni ya COVID, man.
COVID ni depressed way. Mimi nilikuwa nisha give up.
Why would you say why was it a depressing time?
So you know, now after like form 2, form 3, I was just enjoying myself.
Maliza wende.
As I left from 4, and unta kufocus usome, COVID ndio imekam. Na unafaa ku, venye watu ukua same, nilifaa kuokoa hiyo 844.
Nilifaa kuokoa hiyo 844 lakini kagoa ngumu.
Kasi COVID ningepata grade better.
Ah, ningekasi COVID ningekasi.
Mimi naenda ikilea kwa sinafanya sahi kwa COVID. COVID-19.
Kwani you don't like the COVID kwa sinafanya sahi hizi?
Say it's the bendy. That's bendy. Lakini, I could have done better. Unajua nilikuja home 7 months.
Wow.
The 7 months. First month, second month, tajaribu kusoma. After that, bana, hata uoni, hakuna hope za kurudi. Magua anasema bado kutakuwa na exam. Wewe nayo unaona uko nje. Mimi nilisema, sasa ni good vibes and inshallah.
So, this being the troop leader and in a big school like Maranda High School and the 1 week that you're saying was the probably you got the epitome of your leadership. Did it like, would you say like even the foundation, yeah, you being where you are, not really like these companies that you've been talking about that you started, and then I think the most part that we really want to speak about is the journey, the milestones since you joined campus, and I've been following how you've been so interested in leadership and to the point of winning class rep of the year in JQuat. After you, I want us to talk about that. But sir, would you say that the troop leader was a stepping stone? Am I foundation?
Troop leader was definitely a foundation, but before the troop leader, I had like held roles at a club level. So, nilikuwa chairman music festival up around 2018. Nilikuwa secretary general wa St. John Ambulance hapo 2019 pia. So, hizo vitu zote zilisaidia kujua kuwork na watu. Kuishi na watu ni ngumu sana.
Yeah, I know.
If you're able to manage people effectively, then that is like, that is, you are good to go as a leader. Because, like for me, I'm not, you know, there are different types of leaders. There are leaders who just like effect, like implement stuff. Alafu, they're those kind of leaders who are supposed to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knowing how to work with people will make them feel inspired to deliver. So that at least that helps boost my leadership skills, help me know how to integrate teamwork into whatever I'm doing, understand the people you're working with, utilize empathy. Sometimes just sitting down with them and listening to them is enough. You'll be able to like be able to reason with them at their level. It makes your work very easy.
Class representative of the year. Like tell us, I don't know if that was your biggest win this year, because yeah, just give us the whole journey, like from the beginning. How did you manage? How did you become the class representative?
So class representative was now my foundation into JQuat politics. When I joined, I met this guy called Amigos, Felix Juma Amigos. He was the environmental captain in Maranda.
Remember that, Nick.
So Amigos ndali introduced kwa JKUSA politics. When I entered, yo September, December last year, yo semester, siasa ilikuwa ishaanza. So Amigos, juu tulikuwa na yeye Maranda, nilikuwa nishaimuona kwa strike fulani ya JQuat. Ya 2019, najua atasikiza hii na atacheka sana. Nilimuona akiteta sana kuhusu mabodaboda. Ilikuwa TV47, nikasema mimi siku ya kwanza nitakuwa JQuat, nitatafuta Amigos. Siku ya namba yake, siku ya kwanza, nikampata.
Miraculously, habani.
Si miraculously, tuseme ni ni fate. Jiko tunakuwa na line mrefu ya admission na ukwangi na wazazi. Ta likuwa tu anarandaranda au tu reflector. And confirmation kwa mbea mina kujua. Na hivyo ndo ikaanza. So siku ya kuchagulio ma class reps, I offered myself, na by the grace of God, out of what tulipoa opportunity ya That's the thing that I want.
The juice. Because I'm also a class rep. Like, mine was particularly very easy because it was all like, seven, and then everyone is just like, let's get this over with. But I want you, like, these are people, you guys didn't join online, so I'm coming like one. These are people you don't know, you've met them like 2 days ago. How did you manage to convince these people? Like, how did you get the time you sent the manifestos and all that? Unless,
because, you know, Dalianced, Tukianza, Miss Kwako, your class group, there's a class group initially formed. But for some reason, I was not in that class group. Miranda used to take the parents for an, the contacts for parents. And those are the contacts that were actually used to make the WhatsApp groups. So my dad was in the WhatsApp group. I was not there. So I actually went for that election of class reps because of politics. Not because I was going to become a class rep. I was told there's a meeting, different leaders will be like giving out their views, so just come to be seen. So I'd come to make a technical appearance and to know a bit more people from those ones I'd already known. So after the long meeting, still some orientation about our school, we were split into groups. Then they're like, now you're going to choose class reps. Then I was like, wow. Now it was the first time everyone's given opportunity to sell their manifesto. And now me, when you were seated, I was privileged to meet someone who is taking the same course. It's the one who like told me they already have a class group and they've all been campaigning. But now I was like, hey, I'm gonna head start. But the good thing, during that orientation, Amigos gave me a shout out.
Wow.
In front of all those other students from different courses under the School of Business.
Wow.
So like that, despite the fact that maybe I'll call an Ogopa, I'll call an Ogopa, to call an
Dipstick.
Na hapo ni nikaanza my leadership journey JQuat. Class rep of the year is an award. Is a category of an award given by the Jomo Kenyatta University Students Association, JKUSA. So they give various awards to exemplary students in different categories. So kuna influential student of the year, kuna model of the year, both male and female, kuna musician of the year, kuna poet of the year, kuna artist of the year, kuna, so there are very many categories. So class rep inakuanga ya kwanza kabisa. So haikuwa rahisi, ilikuwa ngumu.
Best story. Because niliona ilikuwa inakaa big deal because ilikuwa every day inakuona kwa meeting university flani hapo nikao niamba to park hiyo
suit. Suti kanza kana stop.
Tunafuwa tutaftia suti ingine auna university to park hapo. Anyway, tupe your story ya class rep of the year.
So class rep of the year, nikaona a whole year has gone by. Atuwezi sema kuna class rep ako better than another class rep juu. Kila mtu who take time yake, kila mtu who leadership style yangu si the same na leadership style yako. So mina recognize all class reps within JQuat. Tunafanya kazi poa despite the fact that huwa tulipu in Alliance.
Huwa tulipu
lakini tunafaa kulipwa, lakini si chimbo na huwa tulipu, lakini msawa, lakini bado hatujaacha hiyo story. Kuna hiyo session inaitwa JKUKA. Session iko JKUKA iko for the Jomo Kenyatta University Class Representatives Association. Lakini nasikia wali change association, sasa sijui inastand kwa nini siku hizi. So JKUKA ndo like all the classes under JKUKA are registered under it, na tunafaa kuwa remunerated through JKUKA, but due to some technicalities that Miss JKUKA remunerated, sijui kama kuna wengine ashaikuwa remunerated. So Jekusa, sasa the whole association for the whole school, ndo inarun nyo hizo awards. So, to begin with, tulikuwa around 10, tunago undergo nominations. So, nominations naitaji, like, after nominations, they pick the first three.
Oh, from 10?
From 10. So we were down to 3, but out of the 3 mindo likuwa kwanza. Out of the 3 mindo likuwa kwanza. Kuna moja likuwa third year, alafu kuna mwingine likuwa second year. Pia ni marafiki zangu.
You saw any first year?
Yeah. But likuwa nisha kuwakua, so
ati nisha kuwakua. First year utanda. Yeah,
so after nominations tukaenda elections pia, yeah. Kwa ngumu, wei, kwaza elections, sasa, nominations unajua anyone could nominate you. Sasa hiyo nilituma link kwa Shiagoko Bungoma, tuma link Kisumu, tuma link kwa tutulikuwa na Maranda.
Yeah, nimewe nilipata link pia.
Sasa si, watu wali nominate. Nomination ilikuwa rahisi. Sasa elections, tulikuwa tafuta only bona fide students. Tulikuwa natumia registration number yako na students email kuvote. Sasa hiyo wezi sema tu sasa ni anyone. Lakini hiyo nilishinda na 2,000 votes.
Kai. 2,000 votes ndio nilishinda.
2,000 votes nilishinda nao wanaume wawili.
How is it like getting those people to vote for you?
Hey, ilikuwa ngumu. We. Ilikuwa ngumu na unasikia tu kuna day fulani ilikuwa na event. I also work under Kiwesa. So, tulikuwa na event fulani utalii. Tukua nimepatna na Kibra, Tali Hotel. Nilipigia tu asubuhi nikaambiwa, unaoshwa. Una canceling. Unafikiria sasa bado naenda event.
Mambo 27 imefanyika wewe. Malala ameamka 2 million votes zishaingia.
Hiyo siku nilicancel event nikasema sasa mimi siendi. Huko kwanza kulikuwa na lunch, unajua comrade na chakula bure. Kulikuwa na buffet. Kasema bana hii buffet acha ikae. Sitakuwa able kumanage hii aibu. Sasa nikaamua sacha niingie ground. Unajua unaendea watu kwa parks. Wanakataa kusikiza. Unaonanga watu wa subscribe to my YouTube channel. Wanakuona ni kama wewe ni wale watu. Inabidi sasa umechukua simu zao ujivotie.
Well, are you serious?
Ndio sasa usikae nikao na waste time. Mwambie hata ichukui, hata imalizi 1 minute. Unatembea. Sasa zingine unaona sasa hizi ni nini nafanya? Unataka ku give up, lakini uzuri nilikuwa na team yenye au pia alikuwa na contestant alikuwa ananiambia get it to give up na. Lakini ilikuwa kazi ngumu. Juu hadi tulienda satellite campuses.
Okay.
Kutafuta hakuna. Kwanza shout out to Mbogi ya CBD. CBD campus. Hey, hawa nisaidia sana. Wa.
The J-Quad.
J-Quad CBD.
Town campus ina kwanga. Apo yu street ya GPO.
Okay. Hawa nisaidia sana kutafuta kura. Pia Karen campus. Na Kisi. Wa.
Ulipikia aji Kisi.
Ni good manze. Good manze.
Anyway, why politics?
Politics.
Because this has like been the driving force since I ever since you joined Maranda, like this has been your driving force.
Nakumbuka there's a time you asked me what I want to do. Sasa hiyo time after tumeachana hizo mambo za daktari, tumeanza kuona kidogo biology ya hii.
Umeanza kuona maisha ile lens na
fomu. Kidogo funa na boga. Ndio pia chemistry kwa nje. Sasa we tulikuwa na sessions zetu kwa hiyo cubicle. Mimi na Dennis tulikuwa cubemates.
We in a very dope cubicle, we have this guy called Dennis Achero.
Yeah. Magaras. Magaras the Twitter
user. FC Magaras manzi. Huyo mjamaa ba FC Magaras bana. Promote podcast yangu bana. FC Raz. Promote podcast yangu bana. Alafu there was Bert, there was Abud. Yeah,
Oscar.
Oscar
alikuwa anaitwa nani huyo? Jina yake kisanii.
Tabibu. There was Elder the CM man that was
CM.
It was
Nesta Kioko.
Chana Nesta, Nesta.
Nesta mlalaji. Nesta Nesta na wangu.
Stadio jina hapa man. It was a dope cubicle man, but yeah, so
kina matata.
Chata boys. Jesus nuts. Yeah, so why politics and not any other? Not any other, because yeah, I know we are both interested in politics, but your drive is much huge, because nakumbuka, I'm pretty sure you also involved na mambo ya selecting the president yosa kwa didi kwa not only in Maranda ta jikwata, I'm pretty sure huko. Yeah, why that line of life?
And politics is a curse. I will not wish it on any of my enemies. Politics is a curse. We know it is bad, but we keep on going. I don't even blame Raila Molodi. I have seen he posted that he's not going, but he's still going. He's attacking or defending. So, why politics? Politics, I don't know. I think since I was small, I used to see... I used to watch politicians like from the age of around 8.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think like that eloquency, that being able to like hype a crowd, the power is sweet. Power is definitely sweet, but also delivering leadership. It should lead to something. The legacy at the end of the day should speak for itself. So everywhere I've gone, I've left something. Maranda, I left. Jake, definitely I leave something. I guess if like you find your purpose, whether you like it or not, fate will lead you to it. Because like in Maranda, after I stopped leadership, I ventured into co-curricular activities. I still found myself. I still was drawn back to leadership. So, at the end of the day, whether you say, "Ah, iki tu inanitosha," but it is still what you want. It is still what you like.
It is your curse.
It is a curse. It is my curse. Own your curse.
It is your labor. It is what brings you back.
If like the most like next semester we are going to an election season. That is like the time I am most alive in that institution. The whole of this year I've been alive because since January I've been having not just JCOT politics, national politics. I was deeply involved.
We're almost forgetting that. The national... Yeah. We're getting into national politics. I was
deeply involved in Nairobi politics, categorically Westlands constituency.
Mm-hmm.
I was also involved in Ngatia's race. Richard Ngatia, before Azimio, convinced him to drop in favor of IGAD. Tim Wanyonyi, he was not going to go for MP. I was behind this guy called James. Forgotten second. But now when he came back to the race, it was sure.
Mm.
Tim Wanyonyi was going to bag it, and he bagged it. I never supported IGADE because I never believed IGADE will win, and did not win eventually. Yeah. Next time they should pick someone who is connected with people. Now there's something about being a project and then like being connected with the people. You know what the people do. Those are the theatrics IGADE was doing, kusha choko, pikia sapa.
It is unnecessary.
Those ones were theatrics, but angezianza mapema, labda ange win their hearts. Jo alizianza during the political season, ilikuwa inakaa obvious. Whether alikuwa anafanya na good intentions, ama na political intentions, ilikuwa inakaa too obvious. Umse after hizi vitu zote, atatuacha hapa. So far tunaweza sema Sakaja anajaribu. Sakaja is really trying. Nairobi is not an easy place to run, lakini Sakaja is trying. Nakumbuka ukiniuliza tukiwa high school, like sasa ukikuwa mwanasiasa utakuwa wapi? Nikitaka kuwa mwanasiasa nitaanzia wapi? Kwambia nyinyi msijali. Hata mimi sikuwa jana nitaanzia wapi?
We are actually looking for a kingpin. tutaongea hiyo maneno baadaye.
Mimi labda ni kwa kingpin wa comrades.
Why not national politics?
National politics tunakuja. Slowly, baby steps.
How did you get into there? Because nilikuwa naona huyu jamaa. Huyu jamaa anasoma sangapi? Because hiyo saa siasa inaendelea, sijui kama ulikuwa na classes uko leo mahali Raila hako pia wewe huko.
Karibu
jamaa anasoma sangapi?
Karibu tupige tiaga siko jagaranda. Huyu
jamaa anatoa pesa wapi? Two questions.
Inakwambia kitu ni kama car, sio pesa kidogo unatumia. Unapanda na gari. Watu wa Raila ni die hard supporters.
But tuna jua 6K itakuja itu rejuvenate.
The history that is it like sincerely, I wasn't really supporting anyone these 2022 elections because it was clear enough that the chances of Raila winning were very low.
How?
You read the...
They really convinced us they were going to win.
You read the history books and one day when you're old I'll tell you the history. And is the former president, Uhuru Kenyatta, said that power is grabbed. Which is something that Ruto really knows how to do.
African power.
Yeah, African power is grabbed and not given to. But yeah, there was no point of supporting anyone because clear enough, data, you know, I'm a software engineer, so you deal with data. For 4 years, this guy hasn't won anything. He hasn't won. For 4 years, big mad respect to Raila Odinga. Is very clean and he doesn't want to use the stories that we ban shit. He doesn't want to get involved in that. But Sasa is using the same method.
Integrity, Miranda voice.
Yeah. It's the same method and it doesn't work. You probably need to change your method. So I don't know. With all these things that Raila amepitia and all that, did you learn anything? Like how in the future, if you're in a position like that, would you go a different way or would you go the right way? Sometimes I would go the Ruto way. As long as you understand power is grabbed, you definitely have to grab it. Which way would you go?
That is a very difficult question. Lakini, Raila is an icon. Like apart from, I'd say his biggest achievement was the constitution. Because thanks to the constitution, it brought devolution. Devolution has made the center of power made to be decentralized. Imagine now if all of us were depending on like the national government for the share of the national cake. Some of these counties, some of these regions will not have received any resources because of their political affiliation, especially Nyanza, if we want to be frank. So I would say that is the biggest thing is the devolution concept that was brought to the constitutional changes. But his style of politics, I will not want to copy it.
Okay.
Apart from he knows how to move crowds. That one he truly knows. And his kind of supporters are loyalists. Even if he stands 2027, they will still support him. So you will never go to a Raila rally and you live there with stitches because the kind of laughter, like the kind of, it's always a celebration. Despite the fact that there's really hooliganism, there's really chaos, but it usually is fun. We used to go there with my friends for fun.
Okay.
So his kind of politics is not for Africa. Raila like tries to emulate the whites a lot, and we are not yet there. We have not yet matured as a country to that level. African politics needs to be chaotic. You have to have 1 year in the ground, 1 year in the. You cannot sleep if you're an African and a politician. So you have to be scheming, you have to be ahead of the game. And Raila, he's always like laid back, he's always drafting the process. And the process has fucked him up 5 times now. Yeah. So it's for his leadership, I will emulate, but his kind of politics, I will not even try.
Yeah, let's go on a little break, the politics, and then we get down into business.
I pay some bills up on my ads kiasi and shit.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm telling you, I own Bugs from the Future, an IT firm where we do a lot of stuff. We do front end engineering, back end engineering, full stack applications engineering, product designing, and cyber security. So if you for product designing, if you need a full design of a website, a mobile application, anything, design of anything, we've got you. Our prices are very, very low, and we follow the rules and the guidelines of design, from the prototypes all through to, from the wireframes all through to the prototype, and then you decide. If it doesn't please you, we go back to the drawing board and we make something that pleases you. For full stack applications, both front end and back end engineering, database management, hosting, the designs, everything full stack, everything under maintenance, we've got you covered also. Yeah, front end only, maybe you just run the designs of just the front end part of an application. Back end engineering, maybe you just run the API or something, or a database managed, we've got that covered. Yeah, just hit us up at, you can use my email, dordalenst@gmail.com, or you can actually WhatsApp me or give me a call directly on my line, +254 710 584 581, +254 710 584 581. Very soon we are bringing in the company's number. Another thing also, you've heard of King Studios. Yeah, we do designs, videos, audios, media, animations, 3D animations, 2D animations, signs, posters, everything about advertising and content creation. Yeah, hit us up at kingstudiosglobal@gmail.com. Yeah, thank you. Let's get back to the show. We are, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are with Gen Nyaori, and we want to get into the business part of his life. Gary Grills.
Yeah. Acha tuanze nyuma kidogo. So, sometime this year, yeah. I went through a program that was a partnership of JQuad and Ivy Business School. So, it was like a 4-week program,
yeah,
where we were taught, the theme was leading with Ubuntu. They were Canadian facilitators from Ivy, and they came to like give us some business skills. I am under the School of Business Entrepreneurship, so the program was supposed to impact business students with practical skills to be able to survive in the outside world. You know, what you are taught in class is mostly theory, but this kind of Canadian schooling had practical lessons. They used to give us a case study, then we use certain frameworks such as Pestol to go solve them. Then the next day we come back, everyone comes with their own solution, and everyone is allowed to, like, it was a very engageful activity. There were times we were given opportunities to pitch businesses in groups. So during that time, I used to get challenged a lot. They taught us how to use Excel sheets. They taught us a lot of business concepts we never thought of. We went through different business concepts such as the Darling Kenya. We went to, there's this jet company. So during that, during those 4 weeks, it opened my mind a bit. There's something Julius Nyerere once said, that education in Africa is just for most of us. We go through the education system so that at the end of the day we end up getting a job. But the truth of the matter is, right now there are no jobs in Kenya. So you're supposed to use your time in school to think of not getting a job. If you're lucky enough, you get a job after campus. That is very fortunate of you, but I'll urge students, not only the ones taking business courses, the ones taking courses outside business, also try to develop yourself. Try thinking of even if you're not able to like raise capital for actual businesses, like prototypes, you can sell the concept instead of building a whole business from scratch. So Gary Grills was now like something for fun, like to flex my Canadian facilitators. I used to still talk to them. Deshina Kensalingam and Rachel Duhan. They went back to Canada. I'm supposed to join them soon.
Okay, wow.
So it was like, I'm going to do something. Like applying the lessons we got in class. I'm going to try something. It is something small. I remember the business I pitched in class with my group was about putting up washing machines within the school. That day people were amazed, like that was my idea. So when now I was looking for something that was not like capital intensive, that was that one required a lot of capital.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted something that was not capital intensive, was a bit pocket friendly, but like I just wanted to try something.
Yeah.
Wanted to try something outside class. So I showed people, yes, this is what I'm preaching, and I've started like to do it practically so that you guys can see. I'm setting an example. So Gary Grills is actually a smoky joint, my eye joint, like the what Charlie Ruto used to have. But sir, mine is supposed to be, it's supposed to serve the comrades. The comrades is basically my target market. Comrades like a lot of smoky my eye, the Pasua type.
Mm-hmm.
So after looking at most sellers, I figured out that like the demand is more than the supply. So even if we go back and find 10 smoky joints, I'll still be able to sell my own smokies and still make a profit. So that is how Gary Grills was conceived.
Mm.
And so far we've done it, we started in November, we've done it for 2 months, so we've taken a break because of the holidays, 2 weeks. We'll resume next year around 10th January. We should be back in business. Like any, hopefully next semester.
How was the journey so far?
Imekuwa comrades wali.
Walitana. Man, you really
comrades
have.
Walitana.
You have a big following. That and I respect you for that.
Comrades walitana. Initially, we were not supposed to call it Gary Grills. We're supposed to have another name. Alafu, there's a friend of mine who hinted to me, if you call it something else, it will not have as much turnout as if you give it your own name.
It's amazing.
You know, I never wanted it like to, because I'm a politician, I never wanted to be like affiliated with my businesses. But now you told me like when you umefika, ujafika hizo levels like in Naruto.
Like Naruto, yeah.
So yeah. You are still the brand. You're still the brand. If you had anything to sell, it has to have your name. So I agreed with his idea.
Mm-hmm.
Kasema sawa basi, tutatuite nini? We're supposed to call it Berry Ventures.
Ah, no, that's a silly name. We're
supposed to call it Berry Ventures.
Yeah, I've been silly kuja, no, do Gary amekuwa hired because it's just like, let me tell you, I've told you I'm going to come to Gary Grills, and the reason why I'm actually coming is because of the naming and the brand. Because if you go to Gary and you sing, you're like, there's really no need, but this guy. This is legitly his. So I'm definitely going to go. Yeah, but that's good, man.
So tuliona imepick. Mi nilikuwa naogopa sana niza backfire in my face na mimi nilikwambia mimi spendi aibu. So venye niliona ilipata a good start. Tuna hope next semester nikipata pesa Tuna expand Gary Grills, tunafanya hizi vitu tunafanyanga hapa coast bajia, lakini sa bajia legit.
Do you make them yourselves?
No, I don't make them myself. So it's just the business that has my name. Lakini najua kupika.
Yeah, you only want men
who I am single and searching.
You are a podcast who only support campaign for men who don't know.
The millennial like women want to be cooked for.
Man, I don't give a shit.
Millennial women want to be cooked for, bwana. You must know how to cook. Hata kama ni mayai.
Let me tell you, there is really no point of knowing how to cook if there is someone else who knows how to cook.
Wanakwambia saa zingine unanga pesa lakini unataka ku surprise manzi yako. Sieti niko na manzi talking for a friend.
Sasa uko na pesa, exactly. Uko na pesa, mpeleke out. Order some takeout.
Sasa zingine ile siku una pesa.
Oh, ile uko na pesa.
Uko na kakitu
nenda. Mbale kama wengine. Famu ute bangi mkunwe maji mlele.
Anyway. Unatengeneza kitu mbio mbio. Sema ni birthday yake.
Mbio anapika.
Bana, mi nakwambia, hao wanawake ni ngumu kuelewa. Ukitaka kuelewa, unahitaji lessons. Lessons na zitaisha. They are very complex and they are very, very complicated.
Let's talk about your other two companies. He said he's tried starting a podcast.
Yes, the podcast is not it's like a sub entity.
Mm-hmm.
So this year before Gary Grills, there's a friend of mine called Graham Esonga. He's to have a media company.
Uh-huh.
He is very interested in media, despite the fact that he doesn't do any media course.
I'm also interested in that shit. That's in this field. Yeah.
I'm interested as an investor.
Okay.
So he called seven of us. So he called six others of my friends, Clement Okot, Awiti, Brayo, Mokaya, me and Elifet. So he sat us down. He told us he had gone benchmarking. If you know this company called SPM Bars.
I've heard of it.
This girl mwenye alipeana Alfred Mutua number. Alipeana Alfred Mutua number. Nilesau jina yake anaitwa nani. Alipeana Alfred Mutua number waka trend.
I don't know, but I've heard of your SPM Bars.
So if you know, SPM Bars is owned by a guy called Silver Kido.
Mm-hmm.
So they went benchmarking in Silver Kido. Silver Kido told him what he's doing right now is okay, but Sasa, if he wants to get to his level, SPM Bars, they create content through like events, corporate events. So they work with, they do activations for companies. They've been able to work with Binance, this cryptocurrency company. They've been able to work with this refreshment brand. They like market for you your product, but they also do content creation. So they have their own stars they bring up. There are a lot of people under SPM Bars. Butita works with SPM Bars. YY works with SPM Bars. So we went benchmarking. Graham wanted to expand, we went benchmarking. Silver Kido told us the only way you can be able to like chart a way forward is like to register a company. So yeah, he helped us with the contact. He was very friendly. We are very grateful to Kido. He was very friendly. He enlightened us a lot. Mostly it was Clemo and Graham who used to go to like consult with him a lot. So he told us you have to register a company. That's how you'll be able to get these marketing gigs, because most companies or these businesses want to work with something that is legally
legally approved.
Yeah, recognized. So we sat down. There's a bit of registration fee that was needed. Still convenient for Sangathi. So tukaitana tukaambia Graham Esonga Media tunataka ku expand, but tunahitaji this amount of money and this amount of time. Tukasema we. Tukaangaliana tukasema ni comrades, hakuna mwenye anawaka hapo. Tukaangaliana tukasema Graham Isonga is our friend. So acha tutajaribu penye tutaweza. Hey, tukajipush. Hiyo time ilikuwa na tupesa. Siwezi kukataa. Hiyo time ilikuwa na tupesa kidogo. Kwa nimefanya fanya kazi. Graham tulimeet through national politics. So most of them ni watu tume ni friendship tume build through hizi vitu tunafanya through shule. Sasa tukasema sasa in that we are going to start a company. Let us not have your name.
Okay.
Let us rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with shareholders. Ojo ikiwa Graham Isonga, it used to be called Graham Isonga Media. It only gives the credit to one person.
One person, yeah.
So that like to do away with that one person credit, let us rebrand it to something else. But Graham Isonga is the CEO, he's still the CEO.
Mm.
So we thought of a name, then we settled on African Motives Media. So African Motives Media, and African Motives Media, we have different departments. We have the radio, which is like now, like the one that has peaked the most. Under the radio is headed by Elifet Ouma. We have shows the whole day. Even now if you log in, you'll get some very fine Roomba play.
Today, like radio, gamma radio, jumbo and radio.
Yeah, but we don't have a frequency yet. We are working towards registering a frequency.
But
it's an online.
Everything radio. Is online, so yeah. Think online, we are good to go.
So we are using the Zeno app. If you go there, you look for African Motives Radio, you'll find we are running all through. Even when we are not on, we are on. Another thing, we have the YouTube channel where we like post our content. Through the YouTube channel, now we're able to go around. We do mostly comrade affiliated content, but because of the guidance of Silver Kido, he told us to start moving away from like only comrade stuff. We focus on widening our market. So we during the Binance campus tour with Eddie Butita, we were able to compile videos of the whole event. From next year, we have bigger plans. We also covered the graduation, JQuat graduation.
Oh.
So we have done a bit of stuff here and there. So the podcast is also a different department under the media.
The African Motives.
So the podcast was my idea. I listened to a lot of podcasts, including yours.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Really appreciate it. We would have brought you earlier on, but good timing is the best.
Good timing is the best.
Yeah.
So I love podcasts now. There's this time, the Joyride podcast, the one that is run by Ben Psycho and Wanjiru Njiru.
Mm.
They were doing campus tours. And the first campus they were touring was JQuat. So I saw this thing. I'm part of the Joyride community. So I saw this thing. It was like a competition stuff. But they'll come on the day of the tour to like give a talk. And then they award the winner. So that time they were partnering with this Dairyland, this company that does yogurts and
chocolates,
ice creams. So I talked to the other board members of the company. We also have a few staff. We have presenters, we have a radio presenters. Tunapea marupurupu hapa na pale. So akaniambia
tumalize hiyo tuongee mali hii pesa inatoka bana. Hata sisi nataka kujua hiyo penye hiyo pesa inatoka.
So nikamwambia acha tujaribu hii stuff juu ukishinda you end up being the Joyride ambassador in your campus.
Campus, yeah.
So apart from that walikuwa napeana gamble na mics na na ring lights.
Wow.
So nikasema hii sasa inaweza kuwa like sasa instrument zetu za kwanza podcast. Juu for the first episode tulihaya kila kitu. Except cameras, cameras zilikuwa zetu, lights tulihaya. Mics, mics pia tunakuanga na zetu. Lakini sasa hiyo hiyo Joyride competition ingetusaidia tupate hizo vifaa. So tulijaribu our first episode tukashindwa. Na tukaifanya episode nyingine tena. Lakini pia ni schedule of my other panelists. We are four of us and they have very very crazy schedules. Moja alishinda Aquaman of the Year kwa Boita Awards jana. Jackson Wanjiru. Which is me talk.
Is a what's corner. I mean the company should end in Gombanisha CEO.
And the damn CEO, shout out to the damn CEO.
Bana,
a good friend of mine.
That is my next guest. Like ni party huyu jamani kutoka USA.
So tulianza
to sit down with him.
Tulianza Bora Njiku, Jackson Wanjiru, Aquaman na Janet Ngolo. She's a very talented musical artist pia. Lakini juu ya schedule zao tukasema ya kwanza iliungua kwa highlights si rahisi. Acha chukue break tuokoe same tutajaribu ni alafu sitaki Gary Grills pain come up na nilikuwa na save money. Sasa nikasema Joyride ilitusaidia. Joyride tulilana don't kill Joyride. Pia Ben Psycho when he come I got to ask him a lot of questions about his experience. Akaniambia siku nzuri baba. Na si rahisi, inahitaji a lot of consistency, but he was also very helpful both with Wanjiru Njiru. Wali tupea a lot of insight upcoming content creators. I don't view myself as a content creator. I am actually not doing it for profit. I just wanted a space where I would sit down with people who weird people. I was looking for weird people for my podcast. So the podcast is called African Corner Podcast. We only have one episode on YouTube under the African Motives Media channel. Next year tuta rebrand, naweza change panelists, but tutakuwa na studio mpya inshallah.
I'm looking for a job by the
end. Tutakuwa na studio mpya, nachanga pesa ya lights. Juu kama uli notice episode ya kwanza tulifanya usiku. Kwanza ilikuwa 2 days to close of deadline. Na Jackson anafanya mechatronic engineering. Hiyo course yake anakuanga class the whole day. Debbie anafanya agriculture economics. Course yake anakuanga class most of the day. So what tuko free ni mimi na na Ngolo. Sasa nikaona tulipostpone mpaka ikaanza kunifreak out. Nikasema leo siku tunaifanya. Kutani, this and this place. Na niko glad when he show up, despite the fact hatuku win yo competition. Yo process yote, ili nisaidia ni learn a lot.
Yeah.
Ni learn a lot, so tukikuja next year, tunakuja big and better. I think I'm done. That is like how we have strategized ourselves as. But we also do videography and photography as a media company. So
just to finish up, maybe you give out the contacts, how people can reach African Motives, people can reach you.
I'm going to give the contacts of African Motives. I'm going to give the contacts.
Beautiful guys, listen to this podcast, bana.
What online business? See your pen.
Unaweza jipatia jiko hapa bana.
Watu online business ya peni kabisa.
Unaweza sekia jiko hapa hata kama watu wa kila mtu ameka kuni. Pia ume. Anyway, I'm so proud of you. I am
Shukran.
So proud and
ni good manzi.
I am so happy for you. By the prayer and praying and always keeping God first.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing. Like, God should be your first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in you that I don't just bring anyone here unless it's a roasting session, but if it's a conversation, I know the people who have the potential.
And I know the people that I bring work on a great future ahead of them.
Thank you.
So you keep pushing.
Kama unanichocha ni sawa.
I'm 21, mimi mzee bana. I have seen life, but I know.
How can you say my jacko?
Now I'm really not scared of my of saying my age. I'm 21, I'm pitiya maisha. I know the people I mingle with and I know the people I take seriously. Yeah, so before we finish, maybe just a final word on the contacts and then
so the like the biggest gig tulipata hii mwaka. Sisemi hizo gig zingine. Tunataka kazi, kazi ni kazi. This is a hustler nation. Hata ukiwa na kazi ya 5000 tuite tu.
Hata mtu akitaka ngwati. Juzi nimeona kuna outbreak ya Wakenya kwa ngwati na OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Mambo za OnlyFans tunachapa and we are very confidential. Confidentiality is one of our core values. Watu wajui njia tunapenda. Bana hiyo kazi ya OnlyFans.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. I
like the most the biggest apart from here like you mean you enjoy kila board member is the same kuna unajua we are in charge of different departments. So me I'm in charge of public relations. So there's this gig I was able to secure. We went to Naivasha to like take videos of their title deeds issuing of a company called Vision Africa Housing Cooperative. Shout out to Mr. Ayub Maingi, is the CEO of that company. I'll to pay opportunity as young students to showcase our staff na tulishukuru sana. Na pia ni sijaenda Naivasha. Nilienda Naivasha. Nilienda Naivasha nikakula nyama. So apart from learning tulijienjoy.
Yeah.
Tulikula sana hiyo dia tukuinama. So contact zetu kama mtataka maybe to link up anytime any kind of videography, movies, video shoots tunaweza fanya. Unaweza pata 0707 333 053. I repeat 0707 333 053. We're also very visible on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as African Motives Media. So that's, you can find all of us. There's always someone there who will receive your phone call. See mimi. Kuna customer care hapo. Customer care hapo. Tunashughulikia. Lakini kazi mboka tunafika. Mboka ni sisi tunakuja.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is your siku.
The show is over. This has been another rendition of the Clubhouse podcast with
Thank you, Guanadanius, for having me.
Gary Nyauri. I'll see you next time. Watch an end any post in your Tough Day guest Mingine. Yeah.
Mkuje Clubhouse.
Thanks, guys. See you. Keep listening on Spotify, iHeartRadio. This is better to advance to YouTube, but we are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, China. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcast, and everywhere, literally everywhere else that you get your podcast. Thank you, guys.